There's a common Swahili saying, usipoziba ufa, utajenga ukuta. Loosely translated as, if you do not repair a crack, you'll build a wall. Reflect on the last time you attempted a quick fix. A button you hastily sewed back, or a relationship where you brushed off a significant matter with a simple sorry to avoid addressing the true problem. Quick fixes may seem more convenient than actual repairs, but this is never the case. Jesus says that when it comes to life with Him, patchwork just won't cut it. In Matthew 9 and Mark 2, He is in the midst of a growing controversy. John's disciples and the Pharisees are regularly fasting and observing all the expected religious practices, while Jesus' disciples are feasting at a table full of tax collectors and sinners. People come to Him with a challenge. How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not? Jesus first answers with a wedding image. No one expects the bridal party to fast while the bridegroom is in the room. This is a time for joy, not mourning. Then, He drives the point home with a simple clothing story drawn from everyday life. In a world of wool and linen, no one sews a brand new and shrunk patch onto an old, worn-out garment. Because when it's washed, the new cloth will shrink, pulling away from the weak seams and leave an even bigger tear. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. The patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. That's in Matthew 9 verse 16. Jesus is not attacking fasting itself. In other places, Jesus assumes His followers will fast. He is confronting a deeper problem, using religious routines to patch ourselves up while our hearts remain unchanged. You can add Bible reading, church attendance, even Christian language to an old life that still runs on pride, fear, and self-reliance. It might look better for a while, but beneath the surface, the fabric is straining. The more you pull, the bigger the tear. Many of us secretly hope Jesus will make the old garment work. A little peace for our anxiety, a little guidance for the big decisions, a bit of forgiveness for the worst part so we can keep the rest as it is. But Jesus did not come to strengthen your old way of life. He came to give you a new one. His life, His spirit, His righteousness. Today, He's not offering you a patch. He's inviting you to let Him change the whole garment. Take 5 to 10 minutes today to sit with Jesus and identify one specific area where you've only wanted a patch. For example, a habit, a heart, or a relationship. Tell Him you're willing for Him to do a deeper work there and write that area down as a daily prayer for the rest of this plan. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, You see every tear and rip in the fabric of my life. I confess I often want You to make my old ways work better rather than let You make me new. Thank You that You didn't come just to cover my sin, but to give me a new heart and a new life. By Your Spirit, help me to stop looking for quick fixes and start trusting You to change me from the inside out today. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.